بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Rouhani, as usual, is over here to answer our questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to our show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Shaykh Rouhani, another interesting topic and question related to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the month of Muharram in which we are passing life. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with our majalis and gatherings and processions another year for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And today's question, which is proposed by Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this program, is that do Shias wash away their sins with Muharram tears?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To answer this question, we need to mention some preliminary remarks, first of all.
Okay.
The first point is that who is Hussein?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Hussein minni wa ana min Hussein. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. It means that me and Hussein, we are one single kind of haqiqah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the second point is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that inna al-Hussein masbahul huda wa safinatun naja. So Hussein is introduced here as the ark of salvation.
Yes.
By the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again says that mathalu ahli bayti ka mathali safinati nuh. Man rakibaha naja wa man tarakaha ghariq. Says again that my Ahlul Bayt, my household, is again like the ark of salvation. So, and the Holy Quran also says that إِنَّمَا يُرِدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَتْهِيرًا.
That's right.
This Ahlul Bayt are purified.
Ayat al-Tathir, yes.
And Ayat al-Tathir, exactly.
Yes.
So, if that is the case, if Quran introduces Ahlul Bayt this way,
mm-hmm.
and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduces Ahlul Bayt and Abu Abdullah al-Husayn in that way, it means that when a person love Imam Hussein, he automatically follow Imam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
If you really love someone,
yes.
you really follow him.
Yes,
it is impossible that you really, sincerely, wholeheartedly love Imam Hussein and then do not follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
When you shed tear for Imam Hussein, it comes from your heart.
Yes.
It means that your heart is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
In the house where Ahlul Bayt is there, there is light. There is nur of hidayah.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Satan has no way into that heart. So,
And you know that psychologically speaking, when we are talking about tears and shedding tears or crying, you know, according to so many of the neurologists today, it has different places in your brain.
Okay.
So necessarily, shedding tears for someone is not a sign of weakness or sadness. Sometimes because of the spiritual perfection and development and growth that you have in your soul and mind, you automatically, out of nothing, okay, you start shedding tears. So shedding tears for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein might be for the afflictions on his body, on his soul, you know, on his family. Okay, this is one side. But another one is a kind of a spiritual purification process.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at it this way, spiritually speaking, you are going to be purified. So what would be the sign? The sign would be a kind of serenity and calmness that comes from your heart, your tears. Okay, so the tears that are over there are mostly the sign of this, Sheikh.
Yeah, the conclusion that I wanted to make from my previous part of a speech was this, that Imam Hussein is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth and haqiqah in this world.
Very good.
As he is the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he is the true vicegerent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you get closer and closer to Imam Hussein and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So this taqarrub ila Allah ta'ala is najah.
Yes.
It's salvation.
It's salvation, that's right.
If someone through a proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot save his own self from hellfire, then what is the any other way possible? Yeah, what is any other alternative?
That's right.
So that is why if we know truly who Hussein is,
mm-hmm.
and what Hussein wants from us,
yes.
and how should we live if we are really followers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, then of course, absolutely, this would be the ark of salvation, as yes. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said.
Okay.
But yes, sometimes there are munafiqeen,
okay.
yeah, whose hearts yes. are not full of iman.
Yes.
They just show off and just pretending that they are the followers of Imam Hussein,
right.
shedding tear like kind of show off or
right.
nifaq.
Right.
So of course, when the heart is heart of nifaq, there's no salvation.
But Shaykh Rouhani,
yes.
we have some other hadith in our hadith corpus that even if you cannot shed tears for Imam Hussein in the real world, pretend that you are shedding tears. So what about those types of hadith? Mm-hmm.
You know, there's two points here. One, sometimes you really do not love Imam Hussein.
Uh-huh.
Do not really follow Imam
yes,
Hussein.
Follow Hussein. That's right.
Just for showing off, doing something. So, of course, I'm sure, 100% sure that there's no value for
okay.
that. But sometimes you really love Imam Hussein, okay. alayhi salatu wassalam. But, of course, here, for example, you are in a gathering, in a session, there are people who are, for example, commemorating about Abdullah's martyrdom. And then you see that some people are shedding tear, but your tear is not coming, for example.
Yes.
Then here you do tabaki.
Tabaki, okay.
Yeah. Tabaki means that out of respect to Abu Abdullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, you actually show yourself in a way that you are really commemorating Abu Abdullah. As if you are sad. Exactly.
Fact,
but it's not nifaq.
Uh-huh.
It is out of iman. You
are expressing your empathy
exactly,
with Imam
exactly,
Hussein.
Exactly.
That's right.
So that's why this is out of respect, out of love to Abu Abdullah, salam, that, oh, Abu Abdullah, though, for example, now I cannot shed tear right now, but I really love to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
okay.
this is something else.
That's right.
This is something else. Yes.
Now, the major question is that so many people are looking for the ways for true repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and regret their past sins.
Mm.
Can shedding tears for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein be a way to do repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because tawbah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one else, whether Hussein, Ali, or Prophet Muhammad, okay? So I cannot do my tawbah to Hussein ibn Ali, or I cannot do my tawbah before Prophet Muhammad, okay? I have to do my repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what about the ways? Can taking part in majalis of Hussein ibn Ali or shedding tears for him as a way of a spiritual perfection and purification be a way towards real tawbah, Shaykh?
You know, here we should consider a very significant point that everything or anything that remind us of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is ayatullah, ayat.
You know,
ayah, everything, everything in this world is ayah.
Okay.
Ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Then Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the, we can say, among the greatest ayat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whenever a person pay attention and notice Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, it reminds him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course you try to repent, you try to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you try to do istighfar, you try not to commit sin anymore, for example. So these sort of things would help you to actually get more closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam sessions, gatherings,
yes.
and these kind of majalis that we have for Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say that, of course, this kind of majalis can help us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Once we are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we try to ask forgiveness,
okay.
we try to do istighfar, you
yes.
see. We try to seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaitan. These are the ways that
the
majalis can help us.
The final goal of shedding tears for somebody's afflictions is inner transformation, Shaykh.
Exactly.
I mean, without inner transformation, doing just shedding tears, there's no difference between watching a melancholic movie or an opera or TV series or thinking about Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. I mean, shedding tears for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is something beyond, I mean, the sign of sadness that the people might have. And you know that sometimes, spiritually speaking, the people are so much grown up that with one drop of their shedding tears, they can cleanse away all their past sins, if it is sincere. I mean, sincerity in your tawbah is very much recommended in Islam, and without sincere tawbah, you will break it. Tomorrow, you will do it again. I mean, you're gonna repeat your past sins. And this repentance in this way has no values. That's why we are very much recommended in Islam that if we want to do tawbah, it must be through sincere repentance and through the amendments of the behavior, which all leads to, in fact, inner transformation. All right, Sheikh, we got about 1-2 minutes. Your final remarks?
Yes. Okay. What I can say finally is this, that this majalis of Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam are really blessings.
Yes.
And the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I really suggest my respected audience that whenever you see or wherever you see these kind of majalis, try to attend even for a short time, because that spirituality that is there in that kind of majalis would actually cover your ruh, your nafs.
Yes.
And you will see the blessings and the na'amat of that kind of gatherings. This is the main reason that we see after 1,400 years, Muslims every year for 10 days, more than that sometimes, many kind of occasions.
Many 2 months.
Exactly,
Muharram
exactly.
Safari, yes.
They hold this kind of majalis.
Yes.
What is the real reason behind
Secret
that?
Secret behind it.
Yeah, exactly. That is this spiritual kind of enhancement,
yes,
improvement, perfection that they feel.
At least like
experience.
The month of Ramadan,
yes,
for
yes.
1 month,
yes,
they can spiritually purify themselves and be away from the rat race of the modern
exactly.
world and the materialistic
exactly.
world. And this
exactly.
is what really is tangible. So many people who convert to Shia Islam is because of Imam al-Hussein.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, Imam al-Hussein is the reason for so many people's conversion. Straightly, I mean, directly from nothing,
yes,
atheism or Christianity, Judaism, to Shia Islam. Okay?
Exactly, exactly. When you remember that, for example, Imam Hussein's sacred head was on the top of
spears,
yeah,
yeah,
from Karbala to Sham.
Sham, yes.
You know, it is, it tells you that you should not commit sin. It tells you that you should follow truly Islam. It tells you that you should sincerely follow Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, in this majalis, you would know that who was Hussein, why is Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, why he made that kind of sacrifice for the sake of Islam. So that's why I think this kind of majalis are really, really helpful for the Muslims and useful for the mu'mineen to help them better improve spiritually, inshallah ta'ala.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding why shedding tears upon the afflictions on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam can wash away our sins through true repentance or tawbah. It was very kind of you. Ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, do not forget us in your supplications and du'as and worshipings in the majalis you take part, dear listeners. For more information on this program, you can also visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن